This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition, another hour of Auto World. It's my pleasure to spend this time with you on this very same station each and every week at this very same time. Also, I want to say hello to everybody listening via the internet at GCNLive.com. You're getting lots of response from that side of the fence, so keep those emails coming at bob@autoworldradio.com. Coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's an esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Mr. Paul Eisenstein is standing by, and we're going to be talking about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles in recent days. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to reach out and say hello or ask a question, it's toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261. Right now, we go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome the man himself, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
It's always great to have you on the air with us, and it's unusual that we get to talk about Ferraris right off the bat, but you have some news up on the site about the Italian car manufacturer, and it seems like they've got a number of interesting items on the horizon.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be launching a lot of products. For those who think of Ferrari as a brand that in the past had one or two, maybe three vehicles available at any time, they're going to be launching something like five-plus vehicles this year. And one of the most interesting, which they'll be announcing this month, is going to be a Ferrari hybrid that some people are calling a replacement for the 488 Pista. From what I understand from their CEO, it's not quite a replacement. I don't think the 488 will go away when this hybrid comes out. But we're going to be watching very closely just to see what it can do. And very importantly, it really will help set the stage for a massive transformation in the high-performance market. You know, Bob, we've talked how many times about electrification over the last couple of years? More than a few, right?
Quite a few. Absolutely, Paul.
And what we're seeing is that increasingly the high end of the auto industry, and that's everybody from the likes of makers like Mercedes-Benz and BMW and up to Aston and McLaren and Ferrari and all these guys, they are increasingly getting interested in electrification. And what we're going to find is that going forward, in many cases, it's going to be the battery-based models are going to be the top of the brand. In some cases, that'll mean regular hybrids. In some cases, plug-in hybrids. And then we're going to see a lot more in the way of ultra-performance from manufacturers like, well, the new Pininfarina Battista is a great example, a 1,900-horsepower all-electric model. You're going to be seeing a lot more electrified high-end and ultra-luxury cars, particularly supercars and hypercars.
Well, that's kind of cool and definitely something that we've seen in the past in very limited numbers with the Porsche 918 Spyder as well as the offerings from, as you pointed out, some of the other high-end manufacturers such as McLaren.
Yeah, McLaren P1 was a great example a few years ago. And, of course, the Ferrari LaFerrari was a hybrid model as well. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot more. And as I say, they're all going to take different approaches to electrification. Some will use a relatively conventional hybrid technology. Some will use a Formula One-derived system, which is what we're expecting out of the new Ferrari, which has not been at least publicly identified by name yet. That'll be using a CARES, a kinetic energy recovery system, which, of course, has proven itself out very well on the Formula One circuit.
That's so true, Paul, and we've seen that in race form, and there's no reason why we shouldn't see it in street form as well. It's interesting that Volkswagen is also getting some interesting traffic and orders on another electric vehicle, something on their horizon called the ID.3 electric vehicle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, before I do it, what I found fascinating, Bob, was on Thursday, of all the stories, we put up about a half dozen new stories that day, and virtually all of them involved electrification. And I'd love to talk about a few of these, so if you've got a pen handy, why don't you jot a few down, let's get back to them after we talk VW. We heard about Mercedes plans, we heard about the new AAA study, of course we heard about Ferrari, and we heard some more things. I wrote about this new, relatively new company that's starting up called Electrify America. So I'd love to get back to a few of those. But let's talk about the ID.3 first. VW, as many listeners I'm sure have been hearing, has made a big switch from diesel to electric. We're going to see something like 50 different all-electric cars coming out of the Volkswagen Group. That means not only VW brand, but also Audi, Lamborghini, Bentley, Skoda, Seat, and so on. And the first of this new wave to come by mid-decade will debut an all-new sub-brand called Volkswagen ID. This one is a crossover. It will not be available in the U.S., at least not initially. I wouldn't be surprised if it came later. It's a crossover, and it'll offer a variety of different ranges from about 200 to well over 300 miles per charge, which is significant. It'll start a little over $30,000 in Europe. And what's interesting is that within the first 48 hours that they made it available for pre-order, almost a year before it actually comes into showrooms, they took 10,000 orders. That's a pretty significant sign.
It sure is. Those are some pretty significant numbers, to say the least. And as you pointed out, that's just one of many manufacturers that are getting into the mix. Even Ford had an announcement regarding a Mustang-inspired crossover that they're going to be bringing out in the not-too-distant future as well.
Yeah, we also heard, you're right, that was another Thursday story. This is what I'm saying, just about how amazing it is how many stories we're hearing about electrification. On Thursday, Jim Hackett, who is the CEO of that company and a very big believer in alternative mobility. That means everything from ride-sharing services like Uber and the one that Ford says it's going to start. He's also a big believer in electrification. They have doubled the amount of money that they plan to spend on battery technology. They just announced an investment of $500 million in a startup out of the Detroit area called Rivian. As you may recall, Bob, they debuted both an all-electric full-size pickup and SUV at the Los Angeles show last year. I mean, getting a lot of buzz for that vehicle, those two vehicles. Well, now Ford is getting very close to revealing their own first long-range electric vehicle, and it's going to be, as they call it, a Mustang-inspired version of the that muscle car, but it'll take more of an SUV form factor. Fancy way of saying it'll be more of a crossover Ute-style body. And what they're telling us, of course, gets back to what I said at the beginning, the first question we've discussed, which is that you're going to see an emphasis on electrification in the performance field.
No question about it. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this AAA survey and continue to talk about electric vehicles and much more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
He is publisher of the Detroit Bureau and thedetroitbureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, and he joins us live from the Motor City as we talk about the stories making headlines. And one of the stories of the past few days was a study from AAA about the idea of buying an electric vehicle, and this definitely has piqued a lot of people's interest, because barely one in six Americans were surveyed that they said they would be likely to buy an EV. But a lot depends on gas prices. Paul, tell us lots more.
Yeah, Bob, this is an interesting subject. We just spent the first segment of the show talking about electric vehicles and all the ones coming to market. Volkswagen launching worldwide 50 different electrics in various brands, and even a sub-brand, unique sub-brand called VWID. Well, you remember that movie, Bob? Do you recall that movie some years back from Kevin Costner? If you build it, they will come, was the was a tagline. What was that, Field of Dreams?
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. If you build them, will they come to buy them? And that's the biggest question. That is not just the $64 question, $64,000 question. It's approaching $64 billion worth of investments in an auto industry. Everybody's spending all that much money to build electric vehicles that so far not many people have shown an interest in buying. The good news is that Tesla is gaining ground. We saw Tesla double sales of electric vehicles in North America last year. The question is, will it continue? And you hit a critical point. This new AAA study said that only about 16% of those they surveyed in the United States, it's a representative survey, so you can extend that over the entire U.S. market, only 16% said they would definitely be interested in buying an electric vehicle the next time they go to the market. That said, about 40 million people said they would be at least open to the idea of buying an electric vehicle in this coming decade. And it really does depend on a lot of factors. Again, like you said, fuel prices, what will happen? And also, how will the industry deal with some of the big problems that we know electric vehicles have, or at least had? We're answering the issue of range because we're seeing vehicles now, the second generation of electric vehicles. Nobody's going to be out there with something that gets less than 200 miles. Tesla recently launched something that gets 370. And we're hearing of vehicles that will get 400 and 500. There's a new company called Electrify America that is launching chargers. They're going to be putting in a network of chargers, some of them so powerful that, for example, when the new Porsche Taycan comes out in just a few months, that's the first all-electric Porsche, it'll be able to increase range at the rate of about 20 miles a minute. That's the equivalent, roughly, of what you get when you fill up your gas tank. So a lot of those issues are being resolved. Prices are also starting to come down. And I find that whenever people get in and drive an electric vehicle, they go, wait a second, this isn't what I expected. They drive a Jaguar I-Pace, for example, which is getting 0 to 60 in barely 4 seconds. They drive a Tesla in like a Model S or a Model 3 in ludicrous mode, and they're launching from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds, depending on the model. So a lot of people get surprised once they drive them. But at this point, sales are low, and unless the industry can start getting more people to take it seriously and spend their money and plug in, we're going to see a lot of manufacturers losing a lot of money.
That's such a good point, Paul. And, you know, the question about the price of gas is always a good one. And we really don't know what to expect on that horizon. Have you seen any forecast on the price of gas in recent times?
It's not good. Now, you know, we had a White House that was bragging about $2 gas only a few months ago. You may remember at the beginning of the year, we saw prices dropping down in many parts of the country down to like $2 and even less. Well, right now, I know here in Michigan, in my area, it's pretty much around $3 a gallon. I spoke to some people out in the West Coast. I'm not even talking Los Angeles. But out west, we're paying over $4 right now. So prices are going up. There are some indications that as OPEC and some of the other countries out there start to control supplies, we could see it going up big time once again. And that could have a big impact on not just whether people go electric or not, but also whether this big trend towards SUVs continues. I mean, the worst thing that could happen to this industry right now would be that all of a sudden gas surges to $5 and even $6 a gallon. And you see companies like Ford. Ford said that it's basically, except for the Mustang, not going to build conventional sedans and coupes anymore. Whoops, what happens at that point if American consumers say, we don't want SUVs and CUVs, we want something smaller with better fuel economy?
Yeah, that's a really good, interesting point that you bring up, because so much of the automakers have bet on the small crossover or crossovers of all different price ranges. We've seen a number of manufacturers on the high end get in with SUVs such as Rolls-Royce and Lamborghini, just to name two very high manufacturers that are going to be selling a lot more product in this country because of the addition to their lineup. I know Ferrari, as we talked about at the top of the show, they also have plans to have an SUV in the marketplace in the not-too-distant future. But much remains to be seen, and certainly when you look at trends over the years, there have been many different vehicles that at one time or another were in great demand, only to see those vehicles eventually go down to a much smaller demand level, and then, you know, eventually become very much niche automobiles. The big coupes that we used to see of the 1960s and 1970s, very, very common. But today, in 2019, we don't see really any manufacturer, with the exception of FCA, with the Challenger making a traditional large coupe.
Yeah, well, look at the station wagon. I grew up driving around with my parents in the back. You know, first of all, you wouldn't do that for safety reasons anymore, but never mind that. How many station wagons are out there? A handful of European, and Buick has that one, which they try to call a crossover, but really is more of a wagon. The minivan, which when my cohort, my generation, started having kids back in the 80s and into the 90s, the minivan looked like it was going to take over the world. Sales approach, what, something like 2 million a year? And right now, that's a market barely at a half million. Chrysler closed one of their two plants and is struggling to keep up production there at its other now.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about these trends in the automotive marketplace, and we'll talk about some more exciting electric vehicles on the horizon. If anybody has a question, the number is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Now that President Trump has increased tariffs on Chinese imports to the United States from 10 to 25%, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he expects the same will be done with U.S. imports to China.
We don't think the Chinese have come far enough. We'll wait and see. The talks will continue, and I will say this is a G20 meeting in Japan toward the end of June next month. The chances that President Trump and President Xi will get together at that meeting are probably pretty good.
Kudlow says they could learn more about China's intentions later today or tomorrow. Democrats are denouncing a plan by Rudy Giuliani to push Ukraine to open investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden's past dealings in that country. Speaking to ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff called it a political move.
There's no evidence, nor has there ever been any evidence, that he was doing anything but trying to get the Ukraine government to crack down on corruption.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, is with us. And we've been talking about electric vehicles, Ferrari announcing a new hyper supercar on the horizon that's going to be electrically propelled, or at least enhanced, and lots of other manufacturers as well making headlines. And at the same time, Paul and I, in the last segment, we were talking about the survey from the folks at Chick-fil-A where they found that barely one in six Americans, 16% if you look at 100 people, 16 out of 100 are likely to buy an EV next time they're in the market. But again, as Paul pointed out, a lot of these folks have misconceptions about what the electric vehicle driving experience is like. And certainly, Paul, you have to step back and take a look at all the progress that we've made on the gasoline-powered engine front. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Who would believe that we would have vehicles like we do today putting out gobs of horsepower and yet delivering great miles per gallon? I mean, it was something unheard of years ago.
You know, when you think about even the most powerful vehicles out there, they're delivering fuel economy you couldn't imagine just a decade ago, never mind crazy horsepower numbers. I can't talk about the specifics. I'm embargoed. One of the deals that we make with the manufacturer sometimes is being able to get into a vehicle a little bit ahead of time and ultimately being able to write about it pretty early. One of those that I had a chance to drive just this past Friday was the Mustang Shelby GT350. I'll be talking about that this week when it comes off of the embargo. I have a review up on Tuesday. And what's amazing is you're talking 500-something horsepower for a Mustang. And yet, fuel economy, again, when you're taking it easy with that vehicle, just cruising along the highway, you'd be surprised. You're starting to get into numbers in the 20s. There's a lot. And by the way, Bob, before, I'm going to throw in a shameless plug to listeners. At the end of the show, there will be a review that goes live on thedetroitbureau.com at 6:01 Eastern Time tonight, and it will be of the brand new Supra. Unfortunately, I can't talk about it yet. I can't talk about my driving experience until we come off of embargo at 6:01 tonight. But I can tell you, I think some people are going to find it quite fascinating to read what it was like to drive the first Supra in over two decades. So I hope folks will go to thedetroitbureau.com at 6:01 p.m. Eastern Time, right after this hour of the show gets done.
And, of course, for those who may not be up to speed on this vehicle, it's a collaboration between the folks at BMW and the folks at Toyota, and that itself is something that we couldn't have foreseen in the not-too-distant past. You never heard of BMW working alongside Toyota on a project.
No. And Bob, I will have another story up tomorrow. I did have a chance late last week to talk with Tetsuya Toyota, who is the chief engineer on the Toyota Supra project. We spent quite a bit of time together this past week talking about how they brought this car back. And this is what's interesting in the business right now. If you think about it, there are hundreds of models out there. Manufacturers have to deliver so many different products into so many different segments that when you're talking about niches like sports cars, which have seen a big drop in sales, it's very difficult to justify it. The economics just don't necessarily add up. You've got to spend a lot of money to develop a car that can have the guts of either the BMW Z4 or the Toyota Supra. So what you're seeing is more and more collaborations between manufacturers out there. You know, think about it. You had the Mazda Miata developed in joint venture form with the with Fiat bringing out the 124 Spyder. Toyota developed the 86 in cooperation with Subaru, which has the BRZ. The good news about the Supra and the BMW Z4 is that despite all the rumors that have been out there, they did not just come up with a clone. The fact is, it's a brand new platform. It's not just an old BMW platform that they took off the shelf. They developed a new one with an incredibly short wheelbase at a very wide stance, a wonderfully low center of gravity, very lightweight. And what you get is this golden proportion for a sports car. And each manufacturer split off very early in what turned out to be a 7-year project to develop their version. They spent almost no time talking to one another after they split off something like 5 years ago. So if you were worried that you were just looking at a Toyota Supra that was really just a BMW Z4 with a hardtop, well, think again. They're very different vehicles. You'll get my review, like I said, coming live in less than half an hour, and I'll have the inside word on the entire process from their chief engineer on thedetroitbureau.com tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic, Paul. Thanks for reminding us and telling us about the embargo coming off at 6 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. And while we're at it, why don't we make sure and tell everybody about the wonderful newsletters and other offerings that you have at thedetroitbureau.com.
Thanks. And, Bob, before I do that, I'm going to ask your listeners, I'd love to hear from them either this time or next time we're on, about what they think about electric cars. I'd be curious to know if your listeners would like to buy an electric vehicle, either now or perhaps later. And if they want to wait, what they're waiting for, what they'll want before they would buy an electric. As to the DetroitBureau.com, we like to think of ourselves as the automotive authority. You can find everything automotive, whether it's spy shots, news, insider reports, buying, selling tips, and so on. You can get our newsletters. We'll put out a report every day. As a matter of fact, if you're really into it, you can subscribe to a newsletter that will come out every time we have a new story, or a weekly or a monthly. We do Twitter feeds, of course, and RSS feeds. So we'll feed your automotive habit, and best of all, it's free. Everything we do is free to the reader.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about Mercedes-Benz and their plans as far as electrification is concerned in the near future. Understand they've already started taking orders for a new crossover. Tell us about this vehicle as well as Mercedes' overall devotion to the EV marketplace.
Well, as we've discussed, Bob, everybody out there is getting into electrification. In fact, we just saw the launch of an Aston Martin, the Rapide E, which is their first electric, and they have more coming. Their entire Lagonda brand, which is coming back soon, will be all electric. Mercedes isn't going that far, but they are spending billions to develop their own electric vehicles. They expect to have something like 10 all-electric models on top of a broad range of plug-in hybrids and conventional hybrids over the next couple of years. The first one just went on sale this week, the day after VW launched the sales of its ID3. And this one is called the EQC. Basically, think of it as more or less the all-electric equivalent of the GLC crossover. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be hearing a lot about from vehicles using those letters, EQ. Mercedes, you know, they have the Mercedes-Benz brand. They have the Mercedes-Maybach. There are ultimate high-end vehicles, Mercedes-AMG. Well, the Mercedes EQ sub-brand will be specifically dedicated to all electric models.
It's fascinating to see this unrolling before our eyes. And when we come back on the other side, we will continue to talk to Paul about some of these electric car projects on the horizon, and we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Joining us here today, I'm Bob Long, alongside Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, thedetroitbureau.com, and we're talking about all the trends in the automotive marketplace, and in particular all these electric stories. And here's one that kind of caught me off guard. It's the story of the vacuum cleaner company Dyson actually revealing some electric car patents. Tell us about this, Paul.
Isn't that a strange thing, Bob? Can you imagine a vacuum cleaner company that also is going to be selling electric vehicles? That was another Thursday story. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it was the all-electric Thursday this week as Dyson, I opened my mailbox that morning. I had heard for some time that they were looking to get into the electric vehicle market. They had indicated that they might even build a factory in Singapore. But, you know, you take some of this stuff with a grain of salt, right? Well, sure. There was an extended statement from Dyson, Sir James Dyson, the guy who invented that unique vacuum cleaner and so many other consumer appliances, and runs the company, or at least founded the company and continues to serve as a chairman. We got a look at some of the patents that they were recently awarded and a good indication of what sort of car they're going to build. Now, they disguise some of the things a little bit, but what we're looking at, we think, is going to be a relatively low and long crossover type vehicle. The patent shows a three-row, and we have reason to believe that at least one of three vehicles they're developing will be a three-row model. We're expecting long range. There's a possibility, and I have to stress possibility, that they may either initially or within a couple of years also launch a breakthrough battery, something called a solid-state battery, which, if they can pull it off, could be the breakthrough the industry needs. The technology is widely under development, but not generally considered ready for production. But if it does, it would add tremendous range, it would lower price, speed up charging times, and it would also solve another problem that, you know, we've heard about with Teslas on more than a few occasions, suddenly catching fire. One of the problems that lithium technology has is that it can catch fire if it shorts out or if the batteries are damaged in a crash. So we'll be waiting to see exactly what Dyson has. But the indication is we may see the first car, the first all-electric vehicle from this vacuum cleaner company in 2021, only 2 years from now.
Isn't that amazing? Another interesting story. It's not electric, but it certainly is worth talking about. That's for Mazda. There have been rumors for some time that Mazda had been experimenting with an inline six-cylinder engine, and now there are rumors you've got up on the site about perhaps a large architecture platform, which would be a natural for this i6.
Mazda is an interesting company. The very first new vehicle I owned way, way back, a long, long time ago, was a Mazda RX-2. I don't know if you remember that, Bob. You're a bit younger than I am, but you might recall that was one of their very first rotary engines. And they have been trying for years to see if they could get a rotary back into production. I don't think that's going to happen. The day of the rotary has come and gone. But Mazda is playing with a lot of other things. You know, they have all this SkyActiv technology, which gets significantly better fuel economy than comparable gas engines. They just came out with an engine called the SkyActiv X, which is this homogeneous charge engine. It basically is designed to blend the best of diesel and gas engines. And just, last month, they announced that they were going to bring out their diesel. About 5 years later than they said they would, but they are going to come out with a diesel, which we will be seeing in a crossover later this year. Now, the word we're getting is that Mazda is going to be also developing they're already developing and will be bringing out six-cylinder versions of both their SkyActiv X and their SkyActiv D diesel. And if you bring out a six, you might as well bring out the sort of car that it would go into, and that could very well be a production version of that stunning concept, which we saw, the Vision concept of a couple years back, that was introduced at the Tokyo Motor Show just 2 years ago. I would expect, if they do in fact go with what they're calling very simply the large architecture, that they would probably have several vehicles based on it. They might do a Vision Coupe. I would almost certainly expect that they would also have perhaps a new version of the old CX-9, some sort of three-row crossover. So stay tuned. We may see some very, very interesting things coming from Mazda in the next few months.
When you stop and think about it, Paul, here in 2019-2020, there are very few inline six-cylinder engines currently in production, so it would be nice to see another offering from another manufacturer such as Mazda.
Yeah, exactly. Again, to remind listeners, we'll be posting on thedetroitbureau.com live at 6:01 p.m. Eastern tonight the first review of the new Toyota Supra, which you may recall, Bob, is using an inline six derived from BMW, who they did the early development of that project from. Sixes are an amazing sort of engine. The inline six, it's long, so it has certain drawbacks. You can't mount it, as we like to say, east-west for front-wheel drive applications. It's very difficult because of the width. But when you want to have a real performance sort of engine with perfect balance, as BMW does, you go to an inline six. And there's only a few manufacturers that have been doing it anymore. Now BMW and Mazda, obviously Toyota, are working together. Jaguar Land Rover with a version of their Ingenium, and of course Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, and that's something that, again, lots of us didn't foresee just a few years ago. The increasing number of i6 vehicles in the marketplace. It's interesting, just to tease a little bit more about your upcoming Supra embargo release. The last generation of the Supra is a very much beloved vehicle and really sells for quite a bit in the used car marketplace. I mean, some of these last generation supers are going for big bucks, and
yeah.
It certainly shows that there's definitely a fan base for the Supra, and should get Toyota definitely some great, at least early response on this product.
Yeah, very definitely. It's a bit controversial. There are a few things that I talk about in the story, which, again, I can't go into detail yet. We're just, 5 minutes away from that embargo, so I have to hold off. But there are some controversial elements to it. Some is because I think there's been some misinformation about it. For example, it is not just a BMW Z4 clone in any form. There are some BMW elements. I think that the ones they carried over were the proper elements to bring in. And you'll read my review, and perhaps offer readers and you, Bob, will offer some opinions on whether I'm right or wrong. But one of the things that I think people are going to love is the fact that the new Supra starts at under $50,000. That's been out there for a few months, and that is actually less than what they were charging 21 years ago for the last of the third generation Supras. So if you're looking for a phenomenal sports car at a good price, well, I think you're going to have to at least consider it, and I think the price tag is going to take a lot of people as a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, we'll all be watching that, and folks, you can check it out just minutes away at the DetroitBureau.com. And certainly, Paul, we have to touch on the mid-engine Corvette, the C8 Corvette. I get a lot of questions about it. And evidently, General Motors is going to unveil it. I know Mark Royce had put out a date, but I understand there's an even earlier date, like the 18th of July 2019, that is going to be the official unveiling. What can you tell us?
Yes, Bob, you are absolutely right, and I can't wait. I've already booked my plane ticket out to the preview, and I believe they're going to also be doing it live online, as a lot of manufacturers are doing now. You know, that debut of the Corvette underscores some of the changes you and I have talked about over the last few years, how manufacturers are increasingly getting away from doing everything at car shows and releasing them at special events. So July 18th,
so
mark that day in your book.
Thank you, Paul, and everybody check out the DetroitBureau.com. This is Bob Long. Thanks
for listening. This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.